Ledger adds an IBAN and fee-free USDC conversion to its wallet. Ledger has added a way to move bank money into stablecoins without leaving its app. The company announced Cash to Stablecoin on June 2nd, a feature inside Ledger Wallet that gives users an IBAN to receive deposits, payments, and even a paycheck, then convert fiat to USDC. The service is powered by Noah and is live now. The detail that matters for users: funds land directly in self-custody. There is no exchange account holding your balance between the bank transfer and the stablecoin, which is the usual structure for fiat to crypto on-ramps. A direct path from a paycheck to USDC. The flow Ledger described is short. You receive an IBAN number, route deposits or a salary to it, and convert USD or EUR to USDC. From there, you can swap, stake, or earn inside the wallet. Ledger says the conversion carries no conversion fee. That collapses two steps most people currently run separately. The typical route is bank account to a centralized exchange, buy USDC there, then withdraw to a personal wallet, paying a withdrawal fee, and waiting for the transfer. Cash to stablecoin removes the exchange leg. The IBAN belongs to the user's own setup, and the stablecoin is held in self-custody from the start. The IBAN is the interesting part. An IBAN is the account number format used across Europe and many other regions for bank transfers. By issuing one, Ledger lets an employer or a counterparty send a standard bank payment that resolves into stablecoin balances the user controls. Getting paid in fiat and ending up in USDC without a separate exchange step is closer to a neobank experience than a hardware wallet experience. Noah is the infrastructure partner behind it. That introduces a counterparty in the fiat rail itself. The bank transfer and conversion run through Noah's plumbing, even though the resulting USDC sits in the user's wallet. The self-custody claim applies to the crypto holdings, not to the moment cash is in transit. Pairing the feature with Ledger's card, Ledger already sells a hardware-linked payment card. The Ledger card lets users spend from balances they hold themselves, and the Ledger CL card is the product page for that tier. Cash to stablecoin feeds the same wallet, so the obvious pairing is funding a balance via IBAN, holding USDC, then spending it. Ledger did not announce any direct link between the new feature and card spending, so treat that as a logical adjacency rather than a confirmed flow. For anyone who already stakes or earns inside Ledger Wallet, the new feature shortens the funding path. Converting a paycheck to USDC and routing part of it into yield products now happens in one place. The zero conversion fee line needs reading carefully. Ledger's wording is zero conversion fees on the USD or EUR to USDC step. That is the spread between fiat and the stablecoin. It does not on its own cover the cost of any later on-chain action. Swaps inside the wallet, staking, or moving USDC to another address still carry network gas and any swap spread. A fee-free conversion is a real saving against the exchange and withdrawal route, but it is one line in the cost stack, not the whole bill. Availability terms beyond Ledger Wallet right now were not spelled out in the announcement, including which regions can request an IBAN. Anyone planning to route a salary through it should confirm their country is supported before redirecting a paycheck.